Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Mommy Files of a New Black Mom. And this week, I actually was inspired by someone I won't tell is not somebody I'm not a huge fan of, but somebody, you know, I wouldn't expect to be inspired by. And that is canceled Kanye and Kim Kardashian. And the reason I say canceled Kanye, I was a huge, huge fan of Kanye. I love College Dropout. I loved his early work. And I loved that pre-crazy, pre-Kardashian, pre-whatever he's doing with $100 homeless wear. I loved him then. I loved his message. I loved his music. I will still bop off to College Dropout, Graduation, all of that. I love the black nerd version of Kanye. Say what you must, say what you can. I know a lot of people feel the same way. I had a girlfriend of mine say, you know, I'm predate Kanye, BK. And I said, BK before Kardashian. I said, oh, I get it. I definitely understand. And one of the funnier parts about it is a lot of times people who love Kanye love him either now or love him then. They don't like the in-between. And one of the conversations he had, and it was out there, was about him talking to Kim, who is his wife and the mother of his now 4 children, Saint, North, Psalm, and Chicago. Which all have their own meaning, great names. We'll get into baby names one day. just not today. That's not something I'm really gonna go into, because baby names are touchy, but we'll get there. But he was talking to her about her clothing. Now, for most people, know Kanye is a fashion enthusiast. He's a designer. He's all into fashion. He's into looks. He's into image. And one of the biggest things he was talking about was her image. And her image was described as too sexy. And the very realistic, very blunt conversation that they had wasn't necessarily negative, but it definitely left a taste in your mouth, because for every mom, or new mom, old mom, you go through this phase of blah right after you have your kid, where your body's still in a blah, you're still dressing like a blah, whatever you are, it's not necessarily as sexy as it used to be or as popping as you could be, let's just say. So the first thing, you know, in the conversation, they were talking about how she dressed, and Kanye was very blatant and very honest with his statement, where he told her, you are my wife and I think that you dress too sexy. Now, for anyone in the United States and other surrounding continents and countries who know who Kim Kardashian is, sex is what she sells. Half naked sex, half naked sexiness, half naked even when she's supposed to be clothed. It's like she will push the limit of clothing to the actual stringiest of bikinis and like literally just covering up her areola. Like, it's so interesting to me, because I feel as though Michelle Obama got judged so heavily as the first lady wearing shorts or showing her arms. But we have people who have like passion projects towards Kim Kardashian and her sex appeal and her being basically nude in every platform she feels, without any repercussions, without any explanation, and without anyone asking. I personally am not a fan of the nakedness. One, because I'm like, your body is man-made. We all know this. Take it as you may, defend it if you feel. I know, you know, we all know. She ain't got it. If Chris ain't got it, she ain't got it. Now, one thing I learned, you aren't built from what you're not made from. You can all pay for what you want, but you ain't built from it. And what that means is, if your mom has a big old butt, you're going to have a big old butt. If your mom has big old bitties, you're going to have big old bitties. You can't have a flat ass and your kids come out with butts bigger than any BB dub you've ever seen. They could lie about it. They could say they just got fat transfers. They could say whatever it was, but that definitely wasn't brought by Kim, you know, or Chris, excuse me. So what we were discussing was more or less the fact that Kanye had a very blatant feeling toward Kim being naked. And what I find humorous, and I say humorous in a sense of like almost eye-opening, is the fact that no one really ever talks about how Kanye feels about the way Kim dresses. And the reason I say no one talks about it is because Kim has been dressing like this for so long. And Kim has been very open and honest about how she dresses, how she likes to dress, whatever. And no one seemed to care about her sex appeal. And when I mean sex appeal, I mean no one is judging her as a mom because she went half naked or she takes half naked pictures or she wears things that are basically nothing. But she's still considered a great mom and a great, you know, contributor and a great, you know, role model. And I'm like, so confused. Kim Kardashian got famous off of sucking Ray J's thing on camera. And before that, she literally was just Paris Hilton's assistant. So for me, it was like, she got famous off of sexuality and she never changed per se. But I think that Kanye had this expectation, and I think most men have this expectation, is they want you to still have sex appeal, but to be respected if you're a mom. It's a very fine line that I find between sexiness as a mom and almost coming off like just grossly a whore. And I'm not slut shaming. Now, one thing I will say is that I was very shocked how Kanye felt. And I think everyone was, because I literally saw it on the news. Not news, but like social media, you know, news where people were like, he doesn't have a right to feel that way, or he shouldn't have said that. And he styles her and dresses her. I said, but the difference is, he can style her for a show. He can influence her for an outfit. But if everything that people see is you being literally naked or over-sexualized, people start to look at you as a gimmick and look at your husband as less of a man. I could only imagine if I walked around as, if I had that body, you know, just half as indecent as she does, if that makes sense. Because when I look at Kim, I'm like, you know, she's a beautiful woman. I'm not going to knock her for being beautiful. My issue with Kim is you're a mom with little girls and little boys, but the girls are looking at you like, this is how I could dress, this is how I should dress, as influence, which is why her sisters did the same thing, her and Courtney and Kim and Khloe did. Over-sexualize themselves, put themselves out there, dress half naked, try to get attention, whatever. But you're influencing your children now to look at you in that same light. Where being half naked and showing skin and every way you can be as naked as possible should be the way you should dress. And it's very baffling to me. I guess because I look at it like, I just don't see the point, but I also don't see what you get out of it, if that makes sense. Like, I look at myself as a mom before I look at myself as me anymore. And I know that's a bad thing to say because everyone says, don't lose yourself and don't change who you are. But it's not about changing who I am more than it's me looking at it like, people know I'm a mom. So if I dress like, you know, I'm out here selling cooch, people are going to look and go, who wants a mom that looks like she's still in the streets trying to get some? And I feel like if you're married, engaged, have a boyfriend, a significant other, nobody wants you selling more than what you should be. There's always that fine line between admiring the beauty of a woman and lustfully looking at this woman. Let that sink in. And the reason I say it's lustful isn't because Kim, I can't speak for her. I can't say she doesn't like the attention, But I think the attention is her way of saying, this is her. It's literally just her. I don't think she knows how to be anything else. I don't think she knows how to... I can't even explain it. I feel like at some point... How can I say it? At some point, you look at your children as a mom and feel like you have to influence them in a way where you're giving more than what they see. But then you also have to look at it like people who know you're a mom, one, have expectations, but you never want your husband to look at you and lust for someone else. What you're looking for is a fine balance between a mom who looks like she has it all together, okay? Or I don't know. It's such a fine line between trying to have sex appeal and being a mom where people don't look at you as a, like, oh, that's what moms wear nowadays? Or that's what moms do nowadays? It's very interesting. But what I found more interesting is that Kanye had a very blatant feeling. And the first thing he said is, you are my wife. Not your celebrity or your Kim Kardashian West. Or he said, you are a wife and I care. And it was a very open and honest, I think, feeling of his, regardless of him in the church thing he's doing now or whatever. But I think it was a very honest opinion of how he sees her versus how the world sees her. Because he doesn't see her as, oh, that's Kim Kardashian. No, he sees her as his wife, the mother of his children. And I think they have very open and honest conversations that people may not expect. That's very normal to very everyday people. One of the things I always wanted to do was make sure no matter how bad I looked, my daughter doesn't look like my craziness. I take time with getting her dressed. I take time with putting her outfits together. I take time in whatever she does. Because I know when people see her, even if I look a mess, they're like, okay, at least her daughter looks good. And it's a bad way to look at it, but it's always how I was raised. Like, your kids should not look like the mess. Your kids should look like you took the time to care. But do you take less time to care about yourself? That's a very real feeling for most moms. And I mean, for most moms, you're caring about everyone else. If they ate, if they did their homework, if they did whatever. It's literally like, who cares how you look or how you feel or if you ate? And I know we don't always talk about moms in this perspective. It's like people care to the extent of just enough. Because at the end of the day, you care just enough to brush your hair this morning or to wash your face. But do you care enough to not wear sweatpants today? Or do you care enough to put an outfit together as well as you made sure everyone else put their outfit together? I feel a lot of times we as women find sexuality or dressing with a little bit more sex appeal a way to feel somewhat still having it. And I think that comes with every mom. It's like you go through this phase after momhood where you lose yourself a little bit. You lose yourself. You lose how you feel. You lose what you think is sexy because you can't just do what you did at one point. Or you don't know how to bounce back without feeling like, am I doing too much? Am I giving too much? Am I showing too much? Am I not appropriate enough? And I say that with respect because, I mean, I know the first dress I put on after I had my daughter was a dress I had worn for a birthday party. And the crazier part about it was when I put the dress on, I felt so myself. I felt like my old self. I felt like I still had it a little bit, even if I had to put on my mommy Spanx or, you know, put a little extra something on to keep myself feeling. But I definitely loved the fact that I still felt some type of appeal. Because I always feel like once you lose yourself sometimes, you don't know how to come back. And then the balance of what can you actually wear that feels almost appropriate, but yet still you. And when you go through like social media, when you see people like Cardi B or you see people like Kim Kardashian who wear their sexiness so flawlessly at being a mom, I think you question, are you in that same boat? Are you still sexy as a mom? But then you get that fine balance of, am I going too sexy? Am I giving too much? Am I doing too much? Because you want people to look at you without judgment or without any kind of question. And I definitely don't feel as though I've gotten 110% back into my feeling. Because at the end of the day, I feel like I don't want to lose what made my husband love every little inch of my first appeal to him, where I still had this sexiness, where I put on heels or I did something extra. Because a lot of times my husband goes, oh, well, you don't necessarily wear heels anymore. And I'm like, baby, you don't understand. My body is in a whole different space, a whole different place. And I don't think I can do it anymore. And he's like, but I love the way you used to dress because it has so much appeal to it. And I think for Kim, especially after she gained so much weight and after she put herself in such a predicament, that she naturally went back to feeling like herself when she could, because it felt like her. Now, whether Kanye agreed, but I think his appeal was that the image you're portraying isn't this single woman that everyone is looking for. Your influence is way broader than it once was. That whatever you feel you were, you don't have to be that version of yourself. And I say that because a lot of times we find ourselves with the hardest part of us is returning back to that same sexy, same version, same fit that we used to wear as a reminder of, am I still just a mom or am I at least some version of me? One of the things I love to ask when I'm interviewing people is, describe yourself, and not just what's on your resume. And the reason I always ask that question, and it always throws people off, which kind of makes me laugh a little, is because people don't know how to describe themselves. It's like when you ask a mom, well, tell me about yourself. The first thing they say is, well, I'm a mom and I'm a wife. They never describe themselves as them. They always naturally go for things that have added to their life. Well, you know, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. But they never say, well, my name is Tanya. I'm a hard worker. I love reading books. I love watching TV. My favorite show is X, Y, and Z. And it's hard for them to do that because they naturally look at, well, I'm a mom first, or I'm a wife first, or I'm engaged, or whatever I added to my life as something that makes them a better version. Versus, hey, I'm literally, you know, a person. Or I'm literally, you know, something more than what is added to me, and I have so much more to give. One thing I want to teach every mom, or at least give to every mom, is to not look at themselves as only the things that have added to their lives. And the reason I say that is because we are more than what's just been added to our lives. We are strong. We are wise. We are beautiful. We are, you know, unique creatures by most. And one of the hardest parts is turning that to the truth. I challenge myself, as well as challenge you, to look into the great points and parts that make you you without describing everything you've done. If you don't know who you are, other than a mom, other than, you know, a teacher, or, you know, an educator, I am strong, I am wise, I'm beautiful, I am fearless, I am, you know, unique in every curve that I have. I take on challenges every way I can. And because of that, I make myself into more than what people may naturally see of me. One of the things I did after I had my daughter was describe myself as, you know, Charlie's mom. And the reason I say that is because it took forever to get here, and it'll never change. But one thing I'll never lose is me. I never want to lose my points, my parts, or my uniqueness. If you lose that, then you always have this question of what makes you you. What makes you you as a mom, as a contributor to society, as a unique person, all of that isn't always what people see firsthand. People know you because of what you describe yourself as. And if you don't describe yourself as anything else, people won't know you as anything else. Make sure that you see the best and unique version of yourself, because that's what makes things better than the average. What people see of you, whether it be a mom, a boss, a manager, all of that is what naturally comes into perspective when you can't use those simple describing factors or those titles that you're so used to sharing. So I challenge you to describe yourself in a way that doesn't mean a mom, a wife, a girlfriend, a baby mother, a bearer of other things, but just you. What you were when you were single, when you didn't have to accommodate anyone else, or you didn't have to look at anyone else, it was just you. How would you describe yourself? Describe yourself in the most selfish way you could. If you're smart, if you're a writer, if you're a reader, if you're a contributor to society, those are things that we sometimes lose when we don't know how to describe ourselves in such a way that doesn't have to do with anyone else. Thank you for listening. I'll holler at y'all later.